Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now going to cover the shortest psalm of all 150 psalms. In fact, it's the shortest book in the whole Bible, Psalms 117, so this will not take very long. It's only two verses long. The title that I shall give this psalm is The Lord's Faithfulness Endures Forever. There is no heading to the psalm, so we don't know who the psalmist is, so I will refer to him as the psalmist. Psalms 117 is the fifth of the Hallel Psalms, the so-called Hallel Psalms. The Hallel Psalms are so-called because they have hallelujah in them, at least most of them do. They are Psalms 113 to 118. They are associated with Passover because deliverance from Egypt, when the Passover feast was inaugurated, that Passover feast, that deliverance at least, is mentioned in Psalms 114. Now the Hallel Psalms were recited at Jewish feasts, especially the Passover. And we will note the last word of this psalm is hallelujah. Like many of the Hallel Psalms, the last word is hallelujah. So we will begin by reading the entire psalm. The psalmist begins, "Praise the Lord, all nations, laud him, all peoples, for his loving kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord." Now there's two praise the Lords in this short psalm. In verse 1, the psalm begins with the phrase, "Praise the Lord." That's not hallelujah, but in English it comes out, "Praise the Lord." And the last word of the psalm at the end of verse 2 is hallelujah, praise the Lord. The NASB translates the Hebrew hallelujah into praise the Lord, and the Holman Christian Study Bible transliterates hallelujah, the Hebrew, into the English hallelujah. Now, Paul quoted this psalm in Romans. In Romans 15:11, we read this, and again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him." Of course, Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles, and so he would like this psalm because it shows the universality of the gospel. It shows that the gospel was not just to go forth to the Jewish people. It was to go forth to all the Gentiles too. Now, my translation here, the NASB, has all nations. Nations is the same thing as Gentiles. And peoples is in parallel with nations. First part of the verse, nations. Second part of the verse, peoples. Hebrew parallelism. So peoples is Gentiles, and so the Gentiles are going to praise the Lord. I'm a Gentile, and I'm praising the Lord. And this psalm right here, this Jewish psalm, tells us that the gospel is universal, which is kind of ironic because the Jews had a hard time with that. You recall Peter had to have a dream with a sheet of Levitically unclean animals in it that he was supposed to eat, the object lesson of which was, Peter, go up there and teach the gospel, preach the gospel to those Gentiles in Cornelius' house up the coast at Caesarea, because this gospel is not going to be bounded by your ethnicity or your religion, your old religion. Now, peoples is obviously in parallel to nations here, and so I assume that all the peoples who are told to laud God are the Gentiles. But Adam Clark says, no, that word peoples refers to the Jews. I don't know how he gets that. I think he's wrong. But in the interest of completeness, I will give you his opinion. Now, verse 2 says, "For his loving kindness is great toward us." Now, that word loving kindness is chesed in Hebrew. It's translated 230 times into English in the English Standard Version. One of those times it's translated as disgrace, which is irrelevant. But here are the other ways the English Standard Version translates that word chesed, loving kindness. Here's how the ESV translates it. Steadfast love, beauty, devotion, devout, faithfulness, favor, good deeds, kind, kindly. 238 times. The word, or its equivalent, loving kindness, or its English equivalent, is everywhere in the Old Testament. That same Old Testament which ignorant people say gives an account only of an angry, vengeful God. He's a God of wrath. There's no love in the Old Testament. Nonsense. That is a complete, absolute myth. A lie, if you will. Of course, now God is wrathful toward the unbelievers, but toward believers, he is not wrathful. Same as the New Testament. There's no difference. So the psalmist says that God's loving kindness is great towards us, meaning us Jews or us believers, And the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Now, truth has two meanings. It can either mean the opposite of false, logical meaning. But the other meaning of truth is real as opposed to fake. And I prefer that definition. And the reality of the Lord is everlasting. He's there. He's not a myth. He's not a mental concept. He's there. And then the psalm ends with, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And so on that happy note, we have now finished Psalms 117, verses 1 through 2. We're now prepared to go to our next psalm in Psalms 118, which I will call His Steadfast Love Endures Forever. I hope you stay tuned for that audio, and I hope you enjoyed this one.